government has been advised to lower mobile charges and taxes levied on low-budget smartphones in order to realize its digital targets, but also raise up to 1.7 trillion shillings in taxes. Currently, withdrawal charges on mobile money stand at 0.5%, and according to experts and mobile money agents, this is discouraging many people from using this financial inclusion tool. The government also levies taxes on importation of mobile phones, making them more expensive, yet its digital inclusion target, it wants the lowest smartphone to cost only 60,000 shillings. According to an analysis carried out by the civil society budget advocacy group, CISBAG, disseminated during a high-level meeting at Sheraton, reducing taxes will bring more benefits to the economy as many people use mobile money but also access smartphones, which will at the end contribute up to 1.7 trillion shillings in taxes. The executive director at CISBAG, Julius Mukunda, explains.
But what is more hurting is that this tax is actually very discriminatory, because when you are taxed 0.5% on a withdrawal from a mobile money, if you withdraw money from an ATM or from a bank, you are not taxed at all. Another proposal about taxing low-level smartphones. Currently, any phone attracts VAT, import duty, and by the time it enters into the country, it is very expensive. Government has a target of ensuring like more than 50% of the population are actually in the digital economy. But also, its smartphones are affordable at 60,000. But the tax on phones is actually preventing people from purchasing these phones. If we remove these taxes, government might get 1.7 trillion because anybody with a smartphone uses internet, and internet is taxed. So that is the money.